You're listening to Wake Up Our Faith, the weekly broadcast from Uprint Faith and Personal Development. Connect with us on the web at uprint.life. Hello and welcome back to the second segment of our show, which is Faith in Business, where we help kind of guide and direct conversation and thoughts to how we live out our faith, where we spend the majority of our time. For most, that is in business. Matt Hamm, Kevin Adams, the co-founders of Uprint. Our corporate partners make this show possible. We want to thank them and recognize them. One of those being Chris Hutchins and his team at Guaranteed Rate Mortgage. If you're in the market for buying a home or looking to refinance your mortgage, Chris and his growing team are a fantastic resource. Located here in Wilmington, right above PT's on Military Cutoff, 910-344-0304 is a great way to reach out to them. Also, Chad Honeycutt and his team at the Honeycutt Group. This is an insurance brokerage, family-owned and operated. Chad has a great team, a variety of products and services, home, auto, life, boat, whatever your insurance needs are. 910-338-1773 is a great way to get a hold of him. And just to make mention of, for those that are tuning in, if any of you have any needs in regards to kind of your life and your business and stuff like, you know, whatever it might be, reach out to us directly and we can connect you with these folks.
Sure.
A lot of folks are asking, you know, hey, who should I use here? Or, hey, I need some help with this. You know, we want to be a resource for that, to extend this network to you guys.
Yeah, we stand behind them, and absolutely. So, all right, we want to get into
today,
the business side.
Yeah, we've been talking about sonship and obstacles to sonship.
Yeah.
And so as we play that out in a business, you know, environment, what thoughts are we bringing to the table today?
Well, I think when you operate from the ground up, where, so, you know, go back to the skyscraper idea, instead of compartmentalizing your faith, it is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. It is your foundation. You can't build a skyscraper without digging a hole.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to build out this foundation. So what does that look like when you start to carry this out? You know, first desire of your heart is to please the Father. Second thing is to carry out your mission. This is Jesus. This is us. So when you get on up this thing, it starts to get pretty granular. It starts to look like either a Matt Hamm or whoever, mm-hmm. or a Kevin. And so we're different. But you always got to go through that. So at some point, you start looking like, you know, God gives you opportunities to live this out in a business capacity.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you're fishing like Peter or, you know, selling apples or, you know, running a huge corporation, it's the same process. So it has to come from here outward. So the question is how do you change the mindset so that you can live in your business as if you're bringing light to a situation, as if you are an aroma, you are the aroma of God in a tumultuous situation.
Yeah.
You can bring something that will heal it or diffuse it. And that's being Jesus just as much as standing up on the table and saying, you know, Jesus died for you.
Sure. So the thought process becomes, as a business person, when faith is the foundation, when it is the root, when it is the under the earth, when it's underneath you, that comes out through you in your business environment.
Right. Yeah.
And so what would you say, when talking about obstacles to that, what are some of the obstacles that you see when you're navigating with folks and mentoring or whatever the case might be?
Well, a lot of, you know, the three big fears are the fear of death or sickness or flesh, you know, all that kind of stuff. The fear of poverty, lack. These are things that beat on us, and they make us imagine things instead of moving forward and letting God do the healing or whatever. So the one of the big ones is the fear of the opinions of others.
Hmm.
So if I ask you, we're standing around the water cooler and we're in a business situation and something happened over there in the office, and I say, hey, Matt, what do you think about that? Something happens. If I say, hey, Matt, tell me how you feel about that. Hmm. See, you can feel a shift there, two different responses typically. Now, you could, you know, overcome it and say, no, but by nature, there's two different things. If I say, what do you think, or how do you feel? So what we've got to do is understand the fruits of the Spirit require feeling. So we've left that out. It's not being led by negative emotions. It's just not healthy. We're talking about the whole package and being in right order, like a spiritual chiropractic adjustment. So in business, in that situation, if I'm trying to help, I want to know truly, what are you really, how do you really assimilate this? You know, I mean, we throw those words around, feel and think, but they really are different.
Mm-hmm.
So what's in your heart, in other words?
Yeah.
And you may say, you know, you may say, well, I think this, and that becomes sort of willpower, and I'm going to preserve, I'm going to kind of keep the company in line. And that may be good in a situation. You may have to use that kind of wisdom and be a little bit careful. But the truth is, the thing in your heart's going to manifest and stay. So you want to be able to really come from, you know, I feel like that's wrong. There's something off there, and I've got to deal with that in some way.
Yeah.
So being honest and clear about that from the ground up, I know it's a big mouthful of stuff, but you see, it's learning how to navigate a little differently.
Yeah.
You have to check yourself. What's really going on? How does that sit in your spirit?
Yeah.
And then work from there.
So folks in business environments every day, working in offices, and you know, there's so much of this, whether it's gossip or real things happening, people stealing from companies, infidelity, right, or just people mistreating people. I think what I hear you saying is that when you say, I think that's this, it comes from a place of shallow offendedness. Right. And it tends to get in the head. Yeah. Whereas you say, I feel, it's a deeper heart level, and you can actually overcome it rather than just being angry at it.
Yeah.
Or distracted by it.
Yeah. And this is a deeper level. This is learning to kind of listen to God's... Listen, God lives in your spirit. He's speaking. He's got a small, quiet voice. It's a big voice, but it's quiet because it requires you to have a renewed mind, a quiet mind. So if you're always coming out of your mind, you're always going to react out of one of those fears or some other thing that isn't whole and from the ground up. So you want to be able to separate these things. Just like it says in Hebrews, a word is more powerful than any two-edged sword, and it separates soul and spirit. We have to be able to understand what that means. So in an office environment or in a business capacity where there's transactions, we want to be able to be a blessing to others. We want God to pour through the shape of us and leave His fingerprints on the world through ours. Mm-hmm. The only way that can happen is if we are a hollow vessel. So in that scenario, you know, there may be something going on that needs to be dealt with. But you would want to take some time and really pause for a second before you react and check, where is that coming from? Mm-hmm. Am I fearful? Or what's my heart saying? What is God saying to me about this? It takes some meditation, but the more you practice this, the better you get at it.
Yeah.
So you can walk around knowing what God's saying. And let me tell you, when you walk into a situation with that confidence,
yes,
and there's no fear, then we start looking like Jesus.
Absolutely.
Then the waters start parting. Then God brings opportunities. And guess what? He's going to take care of you in all every other way.
And that, in essence, that's what real leadership is about.
Exactly.
You know, it's not about being pushed around by everything you see,
right?
It's the text.
Right.
It's not about being pushed around by what you see. It's led to freedom.
That's right.
By what is unseen.
That's right.
And so when you know that you carry the very image of Christ, the mind of Christ, the authority of Christ with you into situations,
that's right.
People can throw rocks at you all day.
That's right.
People can, you know what I mean, just want to throw and the immediate response in those situations when people throw rocks or they accuse you or whatever is you want to defend yourself instead of just knowing, man, I got the Spirit of God dwelling in
me. That's right.
I'm so far above and beyond this. It's very petty, and I'm not going to get down in the mud with that stuff.
Well, you know, even this morning I was talking to a guy who's he's a friend and a client, and he's part of what we're doing, and it's just a great dude. But he gets this so well. He's such a good example of it. But it's revolutionary because most people, culture is so quick and fast, and it's like Twinkies. They're just gobbling it up. Whereas this fella is, he's set apart. He stands in a different place, and people are seeing it and feeling it because it's so genuine. But it's So here's a very practical example. Someone, a potential client you've worked for, you've poured into, you've done a bunch of stuff for, and then they shortchange you, or they're just nasty to you. So there's a different, there's a level of how you react to that.
Yes.
So it's not about wearing a bracelet and saying, what would Jesus do? It's right. not about behaving good, because you can't sustain that. It's about understanding what Jesus was modeling, and that is being a son of the living God, and God put you here now. We are his hands and feet. So how do you handle that situation? And there's a way to do it that is better, really good, and then one that looks like Jesus.
Best.
And you want to kind of navigate through that process.
Yeah.
So we can go through that. But
no, I think it's great. Let's do it. So someone shortchanges you in a business transaction.
Yeah.
You're justified in it. You know, you've done the right thing, and, right. and someone's just cutting you off and taking advantage of you.
Right, right. So, you know, we want to be a welcome sign over the door, not a welcome mat. Yeah. You know, we didn't need to appease Hitler. You know, you have to stand up. So there's a firmness, a gentleness, and a joyfulness. But you're moving forward, so you don't want to join other people in their stress.
Yes.
You want to lead them out by example. Do that is you know that you're going to take some punches along the way. You prepare for that ahead, and you're not afraid of it anymore. It's like going, you know, we look at the movie Rocky, and what is he doing? He's when he's training. There's a lot of sparring going on.
Yeah.
He's getting hit. Well, when you understand what this is about, you can take the punch and you can go, okay, now I'm going forward. Okay, I'm going forward. You won't compromise by going, mm-hmm. oh my God, it hurts so bad. And
yeah.
I'm on the floor.
Waller in it, yep.
So, but the levels are, you know, and I'll just name a few quick, but the first thing is, or even in traffic when someone cuts you off, same scenario, it's an offense. So the key is to not be offended, because Jesus took up no offenses. In other words, nothing had power over him except his Father. That's the goal of sonship.
Yes.
And we can do it because he did it. He did it by faith. He wasn't wearing golden underwear. You know, he wasn't magical.
Yes.
He was a man.
Right.
So, you know, this is that side of this whole thing. So so someone does that to you, your reaction to them in an immature way is to viscerally say, well, wait a second, and fight back. Okay, that doesn't work typically. It ends up in court or destroyed marriages. And, you know, so keep doing that if you want that result.
Speaking of, I got the middle finger yesterday in traffic.
All right.
And I have no idea why.
Oh, wow.
I was just riding down the road and the guy's doing his middle finger. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
he's behaving.
That's a nice finger, you guys.
He's behaving like this.
Yeah. So we see a certain level of this as, you know, it's this moderation thing where we think, okay, I'm going to act a certain way out of good behavior, and that'll take care of it. But you want to get to the point where it's coming through you from heaven into the earth. So, you know, that's a big statement. But so one level would be to, you know, not allow it to overtake your day. You may kind of cringe and say, okay, I'm gonna forgive reluctantly. But that's still better than reacting
viscerally, right?
And like-mindedness. You're stupid, and I'm going to act stupid.
We'll
join you in your stress. And look, I mean, we're all susceptible to it, so we have to learn. We have to practice this. The second level might be, okay, I saw what happened. I'm going to let go of it. Get behind me, Satan. I'm not going to focus on it the rest of the day. I'm going to let God deal with this. So you're pausing. You're learning to pause. It doesn't mean it's all solved. It means how you react. You're unshakable. But then there's another level here. Now, this is the beautiful level. This is Jesus in action through us. And that is where you are actually willing to bless that person. It doesn't mean you're turning your life over to them. It means you are returning good for evil. It means when they are treating you a certain way, they're unwilling to do something for you, you become willing to do something for them. It doesn't mean you've got to agree with them. It just means that you are you're bringing light into the situation.
Sure.
And 9 times out of 10, it will diffuse that situation. You know, you got the weirdos out there. But most of the time, that person will reflect on their own behavior and feel something about it, and you will lead them out of it. So that's what leadership is.
Yeah, this is so good, man. And this is something, we got to take a break, so I'm going to hang on to it. I got a story about my son walking through this at school.
Oh, great.
But I'm going to hang on to that to the next segment. Guys, you're watching Faith in Business, Matt Hamm, Kevin Adams. We're going to take a short break. Back for more right after this. Hey, everybody, this is Matt Hamm. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast, Faith in Business. If you're enjoying the show, we'd ask that you go on iTunes and leave a quick review so that other folks can see it and join us as well. Also, we host a monthly gathering called Faith in Business right here in Wilmington, North Carolina. If you're interested in attending that event, or if you'd like to host a Faith in Business event in your city, email us at info@uprint.life. Hello and welcome back to Faith in Business. This is the second segment of our show where we talk about how do you live out your faith, where you spend the majority of your time. For most, that is in business. Matt Hamm, Kevin Adams, co-founders of Uprint. I want to thank our corporate partners just for coming along with us on this journey. It's fantastic. Support them in every way. One of those being Physical Therapy Services of Wilmington. That's ptservicesofwilmington.com on the web. They're a fantastic physical therapy service venue here. Two offices in Wilmington, family owned and operated, doing awesome things. Russ is actually doing some innovative stuff where he's going into businesses, serving people. Man, he's just really loving on this community through his gift, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You can reach out to them, 910-763-8286. Also, Freeman Landscaping Services, Southeastern North Carolina's largest landscaping and irrigation firm, family owned and operated since 1992. They do both residential and commercial. 910-796-1166 is how you can get a hold of them. I actually had an irrigation question this week, and Robin was right back at it.
Oh, yeah.
So I just love knowing that we have smarter people than me.
Welcome.
That do great stuff, you
know. Welcome to the church.
Amen.
This is people.
Amen.
Not a box.
So good. So today, Kevin, we're talking about it ended up being how do you respond like Jesus in a situation, work environment, when someone is offended you or done something wrong to cut you off. We use a traffic example, and you gave a great kind of three levels of bad, good, and then like Jesus,
sure.
And that was awesome.
Okay,
but it reminds me of my son right now is dealing with some bullying at school, and he's got some kids that are picking on him, calling him fatty. They threw rocks at him and these kinds of things.
Calling him fatty?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all this stuff. And bless his heart.
He's not fat. He's not even nowhere near it. To be clear for people that can't see.
Right. He's such a feeler.
Yeah,
he is. Everything goes into his heart.
Right.
So when a kid picks on him, makes fun of him, it goes into his heart. And I can, and again, Matthew's not the type to want to fight back and push him or punch him in the face,
sure.
Which is that visceral number one.
Yeah.
He's stuck in that number two, which is, I'm going to forgive him, but it hurts me.
Yeah.
And I've let it into my heart.
Yes.
And I can't get over it. And what it's actually doing is affecting how I'm treating my parents or my brothers and sisters because I'm hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to work with him to get to this like Jesus level where someone brings that rock at you, and you literally turn around and say, you have no power over me, and I bless you from Jesus' name kind of thing.
Right.
And so this is a really dynamic conversation of how folks can live this out in their environments.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a great example of how if we stay in a mode of fear, if we don't work through this, we don't finally take the red pill, and he's a kiddo, so he's got time to. And it's gentle. Doesn't have to be overwhelming. But the point is to be moving in the right direction, to be growing.
Mm.
And if we're not growing, then
we're dying.
So you want to continue to press a little bit. It's just like the hummingbird idea. What do you see when you see that? What you see is a perfectly engineered flight pattern. In a machine that comes in a bird feeder or a flower, and it comes in to get some nectar, and it just stays a second, and it goes right back out. So we want to press into God. but we don't want to get stuck by how is this going to happen and all these things that happen when you dwell too long. You know, we want to focus on Him, and we're training ourselves by inches. Step in a little bit. Feel His presence. Understand. Learn. Listen. And what that does is that builds up that foundation underneath. So for like a little kid or whoever in that situation, by building that, it's like saying, I got a clearing over here. I'm going to plant seeds over here, and I'm going to wait for God to let it germinate. My job is to continue to plant seeds, not stand over the one and go, grow, hurry up and grow. So a lot of people are focused on that one seed or, well, I did it, and they're, you know, it takes time instead of, you know, continue to go back and forth. Well, while you're stuck over here, if you're stuck, you want to keep your eyes focused on who you are, why you're here, and what will have mattered about your life in 1,000 years. All this sounds like pie in the sky stuff, but it translates right into how you are in your business.
Mm-hmm.
Leading, you want to lead people by letting Jesus lead through you,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit, rather than them pulling you into culture or even some kind of good level of religious spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and that's real easy. We've had people say that kind of stuff to us. It's very condemning, but it sounds smart.
Mm.
But the heart of it is. And then there's people with great hearts who just don't understand.
Sure.
So, but you can't discern all that if you're focused on how bad you were just offended or,
yeah.
or you're what you're afraid of. Then you can't truly be a vessel because you're off course a little bit.
Yeah.
And you've kind of become like everybody else.
Well, and I think that's something I've had to learn through being like my son, in the sense that, you know, when someone throws a rock, you know, I've gone beyond getting down in the ditch and arguing with them.
Yeah.
But for a long time, I lived in the place of like, you know, well, I'm going to forgive you. That hurts, but I'm going to go be like Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, look at me. I'm better than you because I'm, yeah. you know, I'm going to go be, you know, I'm right. not getting mad at you. I'm not arguing with you, you right. know, because I'm better than you, because I'm
yeah.
whatever.
It gets into a pride situation. Yeah.
And that's where I was for a long time. And only recently, I would say, I feel like God's freed me up to really look at, you know, those folks who want to throw rocks and just be like, man, I'm beginning to see people with the Father's eyes instead of from yeah. my own offendedness.
That's right.
And therefore, they don't have power to be able to get in here.
That's
because
right.
because I see that they're actually, they're operating out of their own pain. Mm-hmm. They're operating out of their own fear. They're operating out of their own
That's
stronghold.
Right.
The guy that wants to criticize me
yeah.
is really struggling from the fact that his father never said he was proud of him.
That's right.
So he doesn't know how to praise anybody.
That's right.
He only knows how to criticize.
Yeah.
So that breaks my heart.
Right.
And I say, God bless this man
yeah.
so this man can be broken to understand yeah. how much he's loved.
That's right. And see, that's a posture. That's a posture where everything comes from heaven into the earth. Even now you can pray within Jesus' name and from his name, from his authority, knowing that you're in him, he's in heaven next to the Father, and he's in you, and we're in the earth. But we're in it, but we're not of it, so we're of there. You know, we keep tying all this back together because people like the soundbite instead of the picture.
Yes.
You have to understand that this is an infinite, beautiful thing where God flips it and we follow it and we get pulled into or adopted into this family. Jesus introduces us to the Father, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and we become sons and daughters. It's the best thing there is.
Yes.
So in business, it helps you, but even in little kiddo scenarios, what you can do is walk through that process. But and it's okay if you're only in step one.
Yeah.
It's all right. You don't beat yourself up about that. I get people sometimes going, well, I didn't study this week and I feel bad. I'm like, well, don't feel bad. Just start studying next week.
Right.
And Jesus, it's like Jesus saying to the prostitute, go and sin no more. He doesn't condemn you.
Yes.
It's done.
Man, that's so huge.
You're free. You get an A+ the first day of class. Now,
yeah.
go learn. Why are people in school anyway? They're not there to get a grade. I mean, that's culture.
Yes.
That's pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You're there truly. The whole reason school exists is to learn.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great to live from that place?
Amen.
So with Matthew in that scenario, you're teaching him this. gradually. So the next time he encounters it, he can get another first down and not even look at it anymore by not letting it in his heart.
Yeah,
so that's next huge. Time he feels it, he sees it, it becomes that traffic, that car in traffic that just passed, it may cut you off. Oh, was that a red Honda? 2 hours later, I don't even remember it.
Yeah,
because it didn't get in there.
Yeah.
And then on and on and on to the point of where he's saying something, a blessing to this person when they call him a stupid name.
Yeah.
Man, it just brings light into the darkness.
Amen.
It only takes a little bit of light in a canyon of darkness. Light always wins.
Light it up. You brought up something, Kevin, dealing with quiet time, reading the Word, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me, and I think this would be a great point to end the show on, because a lot of folks do live in that pressure culture that's about keeping streaks and behavior and, you know what I mean, all that thing.
Sure.
And it's funny, we got the Bible app on our phones now, and I actually read the kids a verse on the way to school every day, just trying to plant a little seed there.
Sure.
And I use the Bible app to do it. Well, Saturday, I'm not taking the kids to school. I hadn't opened my Bible app, but it pops up a notification, and it says, "You've read for 5 days. Don't stop now."
No.
And again, this idea of streaks. Now, I'm not saying that's bad or evil, but we live in that mindset of performance. And I don't think that's sonship.
No, it's not. Well, it's funny. I was just thinking, as you said that, I was thinking like, yeah, even I get emails from Starbucks because they know what day I was in there. And you know, would you like to pre-order next time the same drink? And it's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
But that's on a serious note. Yeah, it's not performance. The game has already been won in heaven. God expects us to live it out on earth. We have to navigate spiritually. We have to let the Spirit lead. And when we do that, we practice it, our confidence grows, and God pours into it. There's nothing chaotic about it. It seems risky, but it's not. So, yes, we need to do three things. If you want a do list, engage the Word regularly in a way that it gets in your heart,
right,
where you feel it, where you can see it and even go there. Then you want to spend some time cultivating joy, a joyful heart. For me, and the way we teach people is to spend time in thanksgiving. Not a minute, not three things, but like 8-10 minutes, just pouring out things you're thankful for. And then the stage is set then, because the gunk is beginning to peel off, where you can start to explore the desires of your heart. So we're delighting ourselves in Him based on the Word. We're cultivating joy because everything in His economy is joyful. And then even the things that aren't become joyful because all things work together. So it's all moving forward. The train's pushed. Now you're there to dream. So even in the Word, you can extrapolate that out when you're teaching your kids. You know, here's some Word, here's some meat. Now let's be joyful about this or something in our lives and really feel it, picture it, and then what's something on your heart? Where do you want to go? Tell me about your life. What do you want to dream? What do you want to be or do? And what you're doing is you're unlocking not only that sweet desire that's childlike, but you're creating a runway that God really wants us to walk out in the world. And so if you want your business to thrive,
yes,
you've got to get away from this fear mentality of losing everything. I'm not talking about being good accounting and planning. We're talking about your heart.
Yeah.
And coming from that place. But it takes practice. So forgive yourself. Relax a little bit.
Yeah. We've been talking about religious spirit today, and one of the markers of a religious spirit is performance, period.
Sure.
It's about keeping
competitive.
Yeah, keeping records and
right.
How good am I and all this
right.
kind of stuff. And just as a recap there, Kev, you said that three things as a way to approach this fresh is engage the Word, which is a delight in the Word and just stepping into.
You got to take it into your heart.
Yeah, heart. Then engage in joy, which is a posture of thanksgiving.
Yes.
And just really feeling that again in the heart, joy.
Yeah.
And then engage the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Begin to dream. Begin
That's
to
right.
vision. put a petition forth if that's what it is, but express the desire of the heart. And man, if we would all start and begin the foundation of each day from that place, I think that that would be such a thing to break off these strongholds of religiosity and you know, all the stuff, these obstacles.
It just does.
It does.
So it's not about trying to figure out how. It's just about stepping in, and God will do this. And I'm saying this with great confidence because I've lived it for years.
It's been there.
And this is how it works. And this is sonship.
Yes.
You know, put some other words on it if you want to, but it's the same process.
Well, it's fabulous. Well, man, phenomenal show today. For those who have tuned in, thanks so much for watching. If you're listening to the podcast, you know, we ask you guys, this is just, let us know how it is that this is working in your life. Kevin and I are open to questions. If any of this isn't making sense, if you have something you're wrestling with, feel free to email us, info@uprint.life. Comment on the stream here, and we'll start diving into those on the show, maybe even have a segment for that.
Yeah, well, yes, please just ask questions. This is not a, this is a eye-to-eye conversation. You know, we're just pouring out from experience and love for the Father and people. So anything, get excited.
Yeah.
We're moving forward. Let's do it together, but that may start with some questions, so jump in and ask. We're here to help. That's it.
No doubt. That's right, guys. One last thing before we close. Faith in Business, our next gathering is going to be on October 17th in the morning, Waterman's Brewery here in Wilmington from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Tickets are available online on Facebook, or you can get in touch with us. I appreciate you guys being here. Kev, pound it out. Close out. Awesome show today. You guys be well. See you next week.